is Yarns Yar with Scotty
and AB.
And we're back.
Oh, are we? Are we back?
Have we ever gone?
We're recording this.
Yes.
We're recording this,
yes.
But are we back? Because according to our listeners, last episode is like, we're back, we're doing another one, blah, blah, blah. And they'll hear this 2 weeks after we're talking about things. And now we're hearing this one, which, is this going to come out when it should? Because we could say we're back, but we might not be back. We're thinking we're back, but actually we're back from a different time. You know what I mean? we're back, here we go, we're ready for round four, whatever the hell it is. But actually, they'll be listening to this episode in round eight. And we're like,
look. You know, our time is valuable.
Our time is valuable, and one of us will never. You should see. It looks like I'm trying to. For all you people out there trying to message girls, like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? It's like me to AB. Hey, are we going to do the podcast soon? Hey, I need to get this microphone so we can test things out. Hey, mate. What's going on? Oh, what's going on? There's like 20 messages. He just doesn't reply, and then he calls me up and goes, "You up?" And then it's like, hey. You up? What's going on? Want a podcast? It's like, oh, you know I'm a slut for a podcast. This is how I gotta do it.
Anyway, we are back.
It's been a hiatus. We'll get episode two put out soon.
We'll just do a double up.
Episode two and three, 2-for-1 package.
yeah, you can get it as a duo.
We were so more professional last year. And
I think it's, you know, it's slightly down to the board being...
The board being broken is...
out of action. But big news, I would press my breaking news if I had my board here. And it's on its way back from China.
So just another couple of months, it's back from China. So, do we want the board if it's back from China?
It's very true, actually.
I should keep it, man. We don't need it. Yeah. We'll get you fine without it.
Sad.
We're back just in time for results correctly because we missed a whole week and...
Well, hold on, yeah. We were always planning, right?
Planning to do it like this. There was meant to be an episode already uploaded previously.
Previous to the start of this round. But what's been going on with you lately, Mr. Hobbs?
Not much. Just my standard stuff. Just end of season stuff. End of footy season.
Picked up a little award there.
Yeah, I was very honoured. I got life membership, which was really exciting. And we don't have a club on there. Getting life membership was huge. I turned out being the youngest guy, but also the first father son with my dad, which is really big because
a bit of celebrity status now, right?
Yeah. Well, there's only
as if there wasn't already for you.
It's kind of like, oh, life membership, cool, whatever. Like, no, I actually cried in my speech.
Oh.
And so did my dad. So did my mum. And yeah, no, it's pretty cool. There's only like 28 life members in the club, so two of them being from my family is pretty cool.
So
that was exciting.
Unlucky Jack Hobbs.
Yeah, tasted Jack, you suck. Take your two premierships and bugger off. Very good. That was very nice. That's sadly why I couldn't be down here on Saturday to share in some of the glories of there. And we'll talk about that later, but for now we'll start off with results before we get into what happened on Saturday night. Andy, we had a rain this week, but it doesn't mean we didn't have some things to go through for the quality that happened the week before. So we'll start off with the one dayers from last week.
Yes.
And they got a game through. What happened there?
Yeah, so they were playing at Granville against High Wycombe.
High Wycombe!
I was waiting for that.
I had a mouthful of water, so I couldn't do it.
So how's this for an alpha move in OD3? Win the toss on a hard deck. Would have a bowl, thanks.
So wrong. Every time I hated... So the one day boys used to do that all the time because they had Ray Rolls.
No, this skilling. Is the opposition. Away from home.
I'd get so nervous.
Yeah, well...
If you have a team coming and go, we'll bowl first, but man.
and we were right to be nervous because all out 93. In the 27th over.
Man, those one day boys, they got to, with T's being cancelled, it's probably helped them out because they're not making it to T these days.
No. That's harsh. However, there was some junk runs scored by one batsman.
Wright's still captaining the...
That particular week.
Yep.
Junk runs in OD3. Who do you reckon would have got them? One of our very good friends. You are probably closer to him than... No, probably. Shitty.
Oh, Shitty loves a drunk. Sure.
36 out of the 90, 93. But how's this for a collapse as well, right? 2 for 74. All Out 93.
Oh, so we were actually... So hold on. When you said Chitty made junk runs, he actually made runs at the top that were good. Let's like I don't like to give him credit, but he obviously did.
Yeah.
And then it just
I was
went,
trying to give him... Yeah.
House of cards falling away, isn't it?
Yeah, but only two ducks. Or three ducks, sorry.
That's still a lot of ducks. That's still 30%.
Anyway, so High Wycombe came out to bat, chasing 93.
Yep.
What's your estimate number of overs?
Oh, the way you say it means it's going to be low, so I'm going to go like 93. Let's go with 20. We'll go nice and low.
11.2.
Oh, what? Oh, 11 overs. That is just...
Is yours the greatest thing? So I got back. I got back here on the Saturday. I got back here on the Saturday, right? And people are telling me this story, and I'm like,
"How much
wow.
Vaseline did we give those boys?"
11.2, and everyone's like, "Yeah, but Virat bowled really well." I was like, "How? No one could bowl really well." Ever.
Like, what was Virat's figure? Sorry, that must have. So everyone's gone at roughly 8 and over.
So 5 overs, 2 for 33, right?
So he was the best going at just over 6 and over.
7. Well, yeah, just under 7.
Over 6, under 7. Let's go with that.
But my very good friend, right? Check these figures out.
Who's
Ian Oliphant.
Oh, okay, good.
1.2 overs.
Ooh, that's not a good start.
1 for 21.
21 off 8 balls. Yeah, that's not great. That can't be the worst, though. Sure, there's other people.
Well, no, there was only 4 bowlers, and Jesse bowled 4 overs, none for 36, and going at 9 and over.
Which is just the standard, pretty much. Like.
And Gurpreet Singh, 1 over for 5, under bolt.
Yeah, Gurpreet. could have made the game go for at least 13 overs.
Yeah. So the one day has obviously played this round as well. But
we'll go with the rain off on that. Who do your votes for the first round?
Oh, this is...
This is the problem with our votes thing, because someone's going to win it.
Yeah.
Who just... But I think what we'll do is, this will be our own Andy Stimson medal kind of thing. We'll do our votes, but then we'll also...
Put our opinion. Yeah, there's certain people who are just not allowed to win it.
No,
right?
not that. It's more that what we'll do is votes will be worth half. At the end of the year, I think it's what we'll do. I'm just making something on the spot. But what we'll do is we'll work out the vote, like we don't do anything else on this podcast. What we'll do is we'll take the votes, and then in games we'll go, oh, he got 3 votes. And you look at it, and it's like, oh, you know, Virat gets, or Shitty gets 3 votes for hitting 30. You go, yeah, that's not a 3-vote game, is it? It's like how you compare that to, say, someone later on who might hit 90 gets the same amount of votes. It's like, we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
But Shea definitely gets the 3 votes.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm going to give Virat 2. The 2.
This is the best bit. Scrape that bottle.
Bids gets the 1 for 17.
Good 17.
So there's a 36 and 17, right, out of a 93.
That's,
And 20 sundries.
Oh, Muhammad Sundries. So what's that? That's like 70 something runs? Yeah.
Out of the 93. Yep.
Yeah, right. Not a good day. Okay, fair enough. And rain out the week after, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
We'll go in. I'll jump on to the 8. So, God, you feel for them.
Yeah,
so
I really do.
Last week, 8s came out and batted. And after they've had some disappointing first couple of games, really getting skittled away, they all talked about really putting their bat and batting through the overs. They batted the 72, which is already a great spot to be. 290. 7 for 290 they hit. That's remarkable. That's a huge score.
Who are the run scorers?
JK hit 56.
Oh, wow.
Which is really good. JK hitting a 50.
Just on JK, before you go any further, his old man... had to come in and sub field for the opposition. So, getting a 50 against your old man too.
That feels good. That must feel good. Abe hit 34. Zaid hit 64.
Oh, wow.
Boyd Duffield hit 69.
Yeah, right.
And Luke Cosmet hit 29. So, 350s in there.
Yeah.
And everyone said, yeah, so 350s and a couple of near 30s to 30. Like,
That's
well battered, well battered, well done by everyone there. And real shame, rain didn't finish the game. If I was to do votes...
Which I'm going to ask you to.
Which I've got to do, don't I? I've got to go 3 for Boyd, 69, 11 fours and a 6. My guess on what has happened, judging by JK hitting a 50, means he has battered for quite some time.
Well, Boyd, yeah, Boyd was relatively quick in his.
I feel Boyd's innings would have been come through, slapped it round. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go. Oh, it's so hard with 350s. It's very hard to. If you're bad going, like, I'm probably going to go Zaid for the 64 to get two.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go in pretty much in just order. Runs. Yeah. 69, 64, 56 for JK for one. I think opening the batting and hitting a 50 is actually a lot more important usually.
Yeah.
But the fact those other two have come in and obviously smacked it around. JK and Zaid had a 100-run partnership as well.
Yeah,
in there,
that's cool.
Which is really good. And then, that's always a nice thing to have. So... well done, and very unfortunate. Unlucky. Very unlucky to see that happen when you're in such a good position and don't get the chocolates. AB, on to you.
Yeah, seven. So we were out at Nullumara, Des Penman. And you know what? It was like facing the Nullumara of old. You get there 15 minutes before the game starts. Still nobody there.
There would have been that old bloke. What's his name?
Kim Beard.
Nah, not Beard, the other guy.
Simon Terry?
Nah.
All right, well then I'm lost.
It's the other guy. He's going to kill me.
Anyway, we had won the toss and had a bowl. Scotty Hobbs.
You won the toss and a bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
And we bowled them out for 158.
Wormhole.
Oh, yes, yep.
Sorry, just had to get... I was like, there's going to be a wormhole. Yep.
158.
You bowled him out for?
Yeah.
Oh, good. How quickly, roughly?
60th over, something like that.
Okay, so...
we had 8 at the end of the play.
Yep. How'd the bowlers, pick of the bowlers?
So, Sully got 4 for.
Yep.
Bullying
lower teams, Sully's favourite thing. Lower teams and Murdoch.
Yeah, yeah. Perry got a couple, Owen got a couple, Mikey got one. But I have to call out someone, and you're going to say, oh, you shouldn't call him out, didn't get a wicket. But Timmy Shearer bowled like 7 overs, for 4.
I went through your stats. Why the hell did Timmy not bowl more? He obviously bowled brilliantly.
Well, what they were doing is, because there are a lot of them are like one-day teams, right? Because they've come from that 40-over column, right? You can tell right at the start they were very conscious not to go too hard. So they were just leaving, like they weren't even playing at balls or anything like that when they could. And then as the time went on, you could just tell they wanted pace. So Perry and Solly from basically each end.
Perry's on him.
Yeah.
I did the throwing action. can't see.
Basically bowled the entire third session. But we did the whole the trick we used to do at eights where they were like, oh, it's 18, 18,
nice.
18.
So
we hadn't finished the third session when we bowled them out, but we got through 60-odd overs, so the last session would have been like 7
My whole cricketing career, I used to like to think it's on, you know, taking wickets to be here. It's 100% down to me just being able to bowl overs really fast. And maybe like some of my best innings where I bowled 20 overs in a session. Like just coming through and me and some other spinner just going...
Like, you remember that small game at Greville where we tried to break the minute?
I almost broke that. That was incredible. Breaking a minute over would have been... I was pounding those overs out that game. That was ridiculous. That was...
well, we only had like 120, 130 on the board.
And they just weren't...
didn't have a go.
This is going to sound... the guy couldn't hit me, but then when he wasn't trying to, and then when he did try... he also couldn't hit me. It was very weird.
Anyway, so...
remember, that's old news, yeah.
But you're like this, and you'll give me a bit of grief for this.
Always.
So, 8 overs left in the day, right? Yep.
Have not saved yourself. You're not savable. You are a night watchman.
Set out Mikey Ellett.
But you're a night watchman.
I know, but I felt like it.
But you're a full-time night watchman.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, Mikey Ellett's out there. We come back the next day... it's not rained off immediately, but we're on off all day, basically.
Ugh, yuck. See, this is the worst part of cricket. Anyone will agree. The wet day on the Saturday, I was doing something, and I remember just being like, I miss cricket a bit. It is actually a thing. You do miss being with mates. And I was like, wet cricket is honestly, if you called it off, no worries. If you're playing, no worries. Sitting around for 6 hours... putting off it on covers. It's literally...
or on a hard deck, so I remember.
On a hard deck, there's no covers at least, but it's still just...
but
wet, full white.
Ugh. But it probably was wet enough to be called off a bit earlier, but the opposition thought they were still in with a chance. But the last rain break, we I think we were about 38 runs short, and then they came out and was like, oh no, it's unsafe, and all the rest of it. So there was this bit of standoff about, oh, do we wait, do we not? And in the end, I called it. I got in my car, took one left turn out of Des Penman, and it just bucketed down.
Oh, great call.
I was like, oh yeah, thank God. Because otherwise, we would have been gutted about
it. Also, because if you were being a prick and just be like, no, we'll stay on, to be that guy, and then it pissed you out, you'd be like, oh, embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but the other thing we did say as well as we were walking off, if we were on the other side of this, we would totally have called this game off like ages ago. There was a one stage when we went, we got a broom out and we were like shoveling puddles off the hard deck run-ups. Yeah. It was, because you know how the hard deck sinks a bit, and there was a puddle. And I was like, we should really have been called it ages ago.
Nevertheless, we'll move on. Votes.
Definitely.
So hard for vote. This means nothing.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go 3 for Sully.
Yep.
I'm going to go 2 for Perry. And I'm going to give Mitch Wake 1, who made 33 batting opening up.
Oh, nice. Good. Yeah. Like that. Cool. Okay, moving on to the second 11, who have been the in-form team of the...
of the season?
Club season. They were playing against Applecross. Were they down here? Yes, they were down here, weren't they? Yeah. They were down here. Applecross down here. I find this funny. So they've come out and they batted first.
Applecross
batted first.
No.
We batted first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we batted first. I find this really funny. So we've batted first, and Dowdy's batted 3
because he had to leave at
4. Because we had a Bucks party. It was Sean Warnock's Bucks party. He was leaving at 4. So we Dowdy at 3. I saw Dowdy's like, "So what happened?" He's like, "Ah, batted at 3 and just got skittled fifth, like third ball or something." I was like, ah, okay. It was like, but going through, they went off to a great start. Zach game, is it?
Yep.
So he hit 31, so yeah, nice little start. Swaney 11, 31. Bobby got a first ball, LB douche.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, is this his second first baller he's gotten? He's gotten another LBW? Because Bobby doesn't react particularly well to getting out.
Could I tell you how the LBW happened?
Yeah.
So he's stepped across.
I have heard this. It's because it was so many weeks ago. I forgot.
No, he stepped across, and it's his back foot ankle has been given because he's right in front. He's plumb.
Oh, so he was plumb.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so I got told there was another one where he got done leaving it and it wasn't out, and that might have been the week before.
No, maybe. This was he literally stepped across.
No, it would have been last time we did this, because it would have been after the, because we've done a show after the quiz, haven't we? Mm. So I bet if I look back, it was the week before. I think Lukey was, or someone was telling me, so he just got stepped across and got salmoned.
Yeah,
he would have still been furious. I guarantee.
Absolutely.
It. After not a strong start of that, Brad Popotto was Brad Popotto. He hit 85 of 110. Very nice with that. And just one quick one. The other one who hit a few runs. My boy Yogi.
Yeah, 29, baby.
29.
Yeah. Get him up.
29 off 69 balls. Him and Potsy had a 70-run partnership.
Yep. That makes up his 100-run partnership.
Yeah. And that's a big innings. 29 off 69. Potsy 85 of 110. That's put him... They end up on 195.
Mm-hmm.
Next week came out, very unlucky, had him 5 for 62 of 27 overs.
Yep.
So, I think Dowdy 3 for 15.
Well, they were, Applecross were actually none for 30 overnight.
They must have been one down, they're 1 for 4.
Sorry, 1 for 30 overnight.
Yeah.
And then had them 5 for 60, so great morning.
So, Dowdy hasn't played that little bit, and he's obviously come back the next week, and 3 for 15, making him look silly. But that's another unlucky one. But
just on Mickey, when they let the so when it rained the first time, they didn't put the full block on. They just put the single block on, and then there's seeped into the onto the pitch, and Mickey suggested that they just bowl from one side of the wicket for the rest of the game to keep play.
Wow. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But, nevertheless, unlucky. Votes. I got to go with Brad Popotto for 85. no doubt. I got 2 votes for Matt Dowd, even though it didn't end up eventuating.
Mm-hmm.
3 for 15 is a serious 3 for 15 off 10.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And my one vote, I'm actually going with Yogi. Unlucky for Zach. Like, yep, that 30 is obviously a good way to start, but a 70-man partnership, yeah, Yogi. Yeah. And also makes my prediction come true. So that's really cool. Onto the top team, which, talking about predictions coming true, I think yours might have as
So this was my big call.
This has been your big call.
Which is great. For sure. I must be ahead of you now, then. I must have taken...
Well, we have to be, because you've got one big call and I've got one little call. Whatever they mean. We don't actually even know what any of this means.
5-1, I thought it was.
We were just discussing this. I think it's worth less. Same points.
So, Applecross playing at home against us. Obviously, Applecross top of the league. We were second bottom. We won the toss and bowled first because we had Razzie second week.
Makes sense.
We bowled them out for 162. Matt Chechen's 15 overs, 3 for 27.
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
Yep, so, and the rest of the wickets were basically shared around. JB, though, 9 overs, 2 for 28, so he went all right. Interestingly, though, JB, 9 overs, 2 for 28. Gerhard, 7 overs, 1 for 16.
7 overs, 1 for 16, not bad.
But JB's got 2 more overs than him. So, and also, our man Hoodie.
Yep.
2.3 overs right at the end, 2 for 11.
What, to finish him off?
But like, not bowling before.
There we go.
Luke Brambilla bowled before him.
Oh, yuck. Oh.
What is going on, Watto?
Oh, God, Watto, what's you?
Anyway, so like you said, we bowled him out for 162.
Yep.
So we were, you know, we had a few overs the week before, so we thought, you know what, we'll send out our two openers, try and see out the day, you know, so we've got the following week with Razzie back and we can, you know, really, yep, you know, build a platform. Ha. So, first over of the day, of the innings, Titties is hit a single to get off the mark. Off following his 84 not out the week before, so he's just carried on.
Yep.
Second ball, Luke Brambilla's first.
Lovely, lovely, cool.
1 for 1.
1 for 1.
Next over, Brendan Crozier, out.
Good start, okay.
2 for 5. Right. Mm-hmm. Then Freddie Fielor and Stephen Hood put on a bit of a partnership. So
yeah, they were overnight, weren't they?
Yeah, 2 for 50. So we're actually going all right. Came back this following week. Now, this is very strange, right? And me and Sully reckon this was
Sully
a bit...
Sully and I.
Well, there's a bit of black magic going on here because this just doesn't happen, right? Mm. So, Freddie Fielor, 62 off 144 balls. That's like, quite controlled.
That's a well-played innings.
Yeah. Hoodie got his 20-odd. Alex Bowles.
Oh, yeah, because Hoodie got out pretty early the next week, yep.
Alex Bowles, 76 off 109. 13 fours and a 6.
That's a nice innings. That's a very nice innings.
So, Freddie Fielor and Bowlesy, like, what do they put on? Like, 85.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So
Bowlesy came in ahead of Con.
Yes. So,
but which makes sense in that. Like, I sit there and go, no worries, that's...
Yeah, well retrospectively, yeah. But, like... So when Con came out, we were on 145.
Chasing 160.
So how would Con would have felt? Con wouldn't have felt like this.
When was the last time do you think Con has come into bat and we'd won the game?
And we need 20. And it doesn't matter what he does.
How many overs did it took him to get that?
Not very long. Con, what did he go for? He made 40 off 31, 5 fours and 2 sixes.
Yeah.
Just filthy.
Just rubbing it in.
And then Joe,
so we won the game.
JB's gone. Yeah, we've continued to bat on.
Yep.
Interestingly, we'll talk about really that after.
Rub them in, yeah.
JB, 51.
Oh, JB hit a 50.
Yeah, off 75, 3 fours, 2 sixes. And we finished up on 297 in the 92nd over.
Jeez, that's a big score.
Yeah.
A lot of overs, but wow.
But well done, lads. Well done. In terms of votes, though, this is actually pretty challenging because I'm going to give Bolsey 3.
Yep.
I'm going to give Chechi 2.
Yeah, I don't mind that, yeah.
And I'm going to have to give Freddie 1.
It's
going to
be Freddie. He set it up. Yeah. He absolutely set it up. It's a very well battered 60, obviously, and yeah.
Yeah, so well done.
Think about guys who think, so almost quickly, if we look at our votes for the week before, it would be like, oh, I'll give it to,
yeah,
he get 15, he'll get a 1, like, and now we might give it to Hoodie for like 12 and a wicket or something. Now it's like, oh, sorry, JB, your 50's not good enough.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So that's a good win, and also good for your prediction for the runs.
Oh yes,
The thing is, if they just won and called it, yeah, it was a one day out, you would have been wrong.
Yes,
because 160 wouldn't have been enough. Yeah, but the fact they went in, and so I assume that's why they stayed on. You went, I've got to get this prediction right, boys.
Oh yeah, I called the coach and Watto and Hoodie and just went, yeah, bang, let's keep going, lads.
I don't think you've heard about Yarns of the Yard. It's kind of a big deal. These prediction things that everyone's following, it's kind of important.
Yeah, well, how could they have followed an episode that isn't already out there?
That's very true. That was what his prediction was, if you listen to this episode first, which people might do.
Yeah.
And we had 2020s on Sunday.
We sure did. So
the rain didn't affect the 2020s at all?
The umpires wanted to call our game, the T20 Div
2. Why did they call your game, not
because,
the other one?
Because there, it was a bit wet on the, a bit muddy on the outer side.
Of that was the one that the 7-8 got called for the week before, didn't
it? No, for the 4s.
Okay.
We all played on the west.
Okay.
Back to back.
Oh, you went back to back. Okay, yep.
So we played Western Suburbs. They won the toss. They
this is the Divvy 2.
Yeah.
Yep, Divvy 2, yep.
They had a bat. And we did really, we started really well. So we, Cam McQuee and Yogi and...
my boy Yogi.
Took some wickets. So Yogi got 3 for, Cam McQuee got a couple. We had a couple of runouts in there as well. Just the boys were up and about. We had them 6 for 60. And then standard Western side was just stacked all the way down the order. And they got a hold of us. They finished, I think, 8 for 138.
Yeah.
So not terrible score from a T20 point of view. And then when it came to the run chase, we just probably didn't have enough quality in there. And we were, I think we were 8 for 98 at the end of the 20. But the weird thing is, for Div 2, is everyone's through to finals. So these group games mean absolutely nothing.
it's the stupidest thing ever.
And what's the most ridiculous thing, right, is that because of the way that you qualify,
so we can just win like a game, like the one game you win for the year could be the final and you're in the grandy.
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm just going to say, is the way that you qualify for finals is you either have to play the T20 group games, or you have to be able to qualify for the second team or lower on a Saturday at the point in time the game is played.
Hold on, so we could have anyone who's played...
Exactly. So
for example, Potsy could not play a single Sunday, 2020, because he's qualified in a second 11, can play...
As long as they haven't played first grade.
Oh, okay. So
first team, sorry.
Yeah, but let's say he doesn't play first team, he could then...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mickey,
for example.
Dowdy.
Yeah, Dowd. Yeah, they could have a... That's stupid.
But it's great for us, because what would happen is us get the lower grades, get the opportunity to play some group games, and then
fuck them off for finals. That's that's a really good attitude there, Andy.
Anyway.
Okay, Divvy 1s.
Divvy 1 was following us straight away. So, we playing Bentley out here.
Bentley, very good perennial first grade team, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, they won the COVID premiership last year
Yep, yeah, okay.
They were top when it got to finals. But we lost the toss and they went and had a bat. Now, you know, for those who know, they've got some pretty good batsmen in Bentley.
And Yaya and such playing for them.
Yeah, and so they went pretty hard. So in the end, they were 2 for 165 at the close. So I would actually say 165 is pretty low when you're 2 for.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Especially if you were none for 149 at one point, right? But in terms of bowlers, Gerhard got four overs, one for 29. Razzie got the other wicket, was one over for seven, under bowled, I would say. Lockie was probably one of the picks of the bowlers, four overs for 22.
Beautiful.
And Chechi again, just four overs for 21. So
yeah, tight, very tight.
Then it came to us, obviously, coming to chase. Freddie got out pretty quickly. Just interestingly, got out for one off five balls. We'll come back to that one run that was missing later on in this chase.
Huh.
So Jamie Rasmussen, as we've spoken about, came out and opened and batted really quite controlled to start with, and then just got going. Hoodie joined in with him, and we were one for 15 and then two for 66. And then Gautam, new to the club, T20 player, you can really tell, was playing some nice little ramp shots.
Little
and
ramps
stuff.
And flicks, yeah. The 2021's a little like running him down through like slips and stuff, yeah.
So he got 38 off 22 balls.
Oh, very nice.
But standout was Jamie Rasmussen, 99 off 48.
Yeah, we brought that up when we were
interviewing him.
When we interview him soon?
When we interview him soon. two fours and seven sixes, but we'll bring that up a bit later. One run short of the ton. And Chucky bought him in the auction, was down here, and was very excited with eight or nine balls to go when he got to 98. He was like, oh, he's got this. And then Raz has taken a single. Like midway through the over, and then Gautam's taken a single on the last ball of the previous over. We needed two to win. They brought the field in, and then Gautam just.
What over was it when we won?
The 20th.
20th over. 19. That's a very well battered by Kong, might I say. Yeah. Like, I also highly respect 90s as opposed to 100s. When your team, it's more important to hit 90 in a winning team than hit 100 in a losing team.
Absolutely.
And just saying.
Yeah,
that's all I'll say. Just that. Cool. Well, that's really good. Don't need to give votes to 2020s. We don't really need to.
No, Kong gets them all, basically.
Yes, he gets them all. Well, one thing we can talk about is we do have the player of the round, which we do each week. And I think we've both agreed it's probably Jamie doesn't like a ton Rasmussen.
Yeah.
I think it's honestly.
That innings was incredible to watch. So, yeah.
It's funny being like, oh, he carried his bat in 20 overs.
Yeah.
But
he was like, you know, on the face of it, it looks like it's, you know, 99-48, it's just gone from the off. But he was like, he was batting the way Kong does, and then he just went and accelerated. There was a few overs where you could tell the bowlers got real nervous bowling at him.
Chechi said he hit a 13 off of one ball because the guy bought a no ball, it was a 6.
Yeah.
Then the next ball, legitimate ball, 6. I was like, oh.
Yeah, there was a couple of free hits he got in one over because the guy was just so nervous and was.
How would you feel though? I'd be scared bowling at Kong just because he won't hit it back at you.
Yeah,
but Kong being player of the round, we'll give him a call and you know I think we agree. Just get him on to celebrate the David Watts,
Heinison,
all for all your aluminium needs, player of the round. So we'll get him on. Maybe answers.
Yeah, he better answer.
Be very good.
Hello.
Hey, Razzie, how are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
Good, mate. Just straight away, congratulations on Player of the Round. I heard it was really good. I don't really know because I wasn't really there.
Yeah. So, well done. Razzie scored 99. Not out.
I rate 99. I rate not getting centuries. So a big
against
fan of that.
Bentley yesterday on Sunday in the T20 Div 1. Was on 98 with like eight or nine balls to go and hit a single, I believe.
Talk us through your innings, Kong. I'd love to hear what actually happened.
Talk us through the innings. Not much to say. We got the win. The 99 was just as good as 100, as long as the team wins, mate. That's all that matters.
I 100% agree. Absolutely. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, and but you know, just the 7 sixes on my cricket. So
No. There was 10. You just can't put
stuff
in.
Ten bones. That's,
10 bones. Yeah,
that's not bad, mate. So you haven't lost touch being on FIFO life, I'm guessing.
No, well, I felt a bit rusty last couple of games, but. I don't know. still going alright, I guess.
And look, take us back. We'll just go back to Saturday, and the you know, game against Applecross, chasing 160. You come in, and you come in with what? Came in at 4 or 5.
Might have come in later because of the wickets.
About six.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty late because we lost a few wickets. Don't forget.
Yeah,
it
was week overnight. Before. But also you come in with basically the game done. Like, I was, me and Sully were in, at Nullumara in the car, and we're like, what on earth is this black magic? We've actually scored runs without Jamie Rasmussen.
Yeah, I needed that.
It was good. It was a great relief, to be honest. I have absolutely zero pressure going out of that.
So do you think you might be a lower order batsman now, Colin?
Baldy and Freddie did a great job and got us pretty much all the way through to the win, and just had to come in and have a bit of fun at the end before left, actually.
How many balls have you faced this season, Con?
Sorry?
How many balls have you faced this season? Like, how many balls, roughly? About 50?
Okay. On Sunday?
No, both days, on Saturday and Sunday. Because Saturday only faced about 30, or didn't you?
48 on my cricket.
48?
48, yeah, I think it was a couple more, because my cricket stopped scoring properly.
What, is that where you've couple of sixes went, you reckon?
The 3 sixes went missing, yeah, yes, correct.
That's very cool.
It was 30 on Saturday
as well. Yeah, so that's a few, that's a good, you know, 80 balls for about 150 runs, roughly?
Yeah, 140 odd, yeah.
Yeah, just, that's alright, no worries, no big deal, whatever.
Just playing FIFO and 184 runs for the season so far.
So is Kong winning our batting award?
Yeah. Yeah, currently the run scoring leader. Now, Razzie, want to talk your significant other has joined the club in a playing capacity this season.
Not just number one supporter.
Yeah, so JC's doing the training for the women's cricket. How's she finding that?
Yeah, she's enjoying it. She's standing right next to me, actually, as we walk along the street. She's enjoying it. A bit of fun, learning a bit. She's kind of doing a good job teaching the girls.
Oh, that's very good to hear. Good to hear those things are happening and she's really getting a tank out of the club.
Are you teaching her how to hit sixes yet?
No, she's not up to that. She's not up to there yet. She's actually a bit sore, she's saying, from training on Sunday.
Sore? What are they doing?
I don't know. I wasn't assisting there on this session.
Enough to be sore is the question.
Yeah. Good.
No, look, Kong, it's just a really quick one, mate. Just really honestly, just a congratulations on hitting your runs. And honestly, just a case that, you know, FIFO doesn't really matter. It seems like it's actually...
We're just back to normal.
Just back to normal. You're just boning them over the boundary and making Bentley look silly. No worries, mate. Congratulations on the award. A big thanks to... Would you like to say a thanks to Dave Watts and
Hanison for your $30 bar card that should be coming your way?
Oh, lovely. Sounds good.
Yeah, good, mate. All right, enjoy your dinner.
Have a great time, mate.
See you, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you in 2 weeks.
See you, mate. Bye.
Now, we're going to try and bring it back. Something we've done this few weeks. The crowd has gone wild for bring it back so far. I've had lots of feedback from myself. Andy, what do you think we need to bring back at the club? We discuss a lot of things that we miss at this club, and that's what we want. The bring it back is about things that have made this club, in our opinions, while we're here, better. Pool, don't think so. Cruise is definitely a thing.
Yeah. Oh, so for me, I had to think about this, and I was like, what is it? And maybe we've been thinking about it the wrong way. Is there, you know, whether it's an item or something like that,
or an event or something like that. Yeah.
Whereas I actually went, the first thing that came to my head is, like, what do I want to see back at the club on a Saturday? Benny Mac.
Oh, yes, Benny Mac is all I want at this club. Like, people might sit there and go, so Scotty, how come you're not playing this year? You know, is it this? Is it that? Blah blah. I'm like, Benny Mac was here.
Newsflash, Scotty's playing this weekend, but anyway, go
might
on.
Be playing this weekend. But the Benny Mac. If Benny Mac was here, I wouldn't have even thought about not playing. It's just, it's just.
But people don't know.
It's they don't hidden, get it.
It's a hidden gem.
Because the thing is a lot of guys go, oh yeah, Benny Mac's a great guy. You don't even know. Yes, he's a great guy. But you know, the little things.
But they say that because he's quiet, right?
Quiet blokes are nice guys. But when he's,
but you, if you actually unlock the.
He's just good. He does his weird little handshakes and high fives. Oh, the
handshakes between overs, and which doesn't quite work, but it's just... And the giggle. The giggle.
Because he's always in the banter.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter where he is in the field.
But he's also really good.
Yeah, and he's just really good at cricket, and he just makes my day better. He came down last year. Last year, he came down and watched the game, and we sat there and... Yeah, he just comes down. He still loves the ball. But also,
you remember the clicky fingers that he does?
He just does the little clicky fingers. I miss Benny, man. He's just a hilarious guy.
Where are you, Benny? Get in touch. Let's get him on next week.
Bring him back.
Let's get him on next week.
I think let's try. Yeah. I'm happy to do that. Yeah. We'll get our first proper interview, Benny back, and everyone will be listening going, who the hell is that? I'm like, you don't deserve Benny back.
Done. Benny Mac, you're coming on next week. I don't know what your schedule is like.
I assume he listens to us. He's that kind of guy. He would listen to us. Also, let's just moving on. Had the big event at the club on Saturday.
Yes. So it was...
Robbie Hogg and Kim Hughes.
Absolutely. So, it was great. So they both did a little bit of a talk. I think they talked for about 40 minutes or so.
Yep.
And then they kindly donated... some items for a mini auction. So they brought down a couple of cricket bats. One was signed by Kerry O'Keefe. Another they both signed. They brought down a couple of baggy greens.
Yeah.
And they also brought back down this sort of big photo frame, which was, I think Rodney brought it down, which is a signed photo of Lily Thompson and Rodney Hogg. And you know, so it was great fundraiser for the club, great night.
That's what you want to have for those nights. Huge praise to Chook. I assume he's listening to this.
Yeah, he
loves his. I've heard he loves his podcast.
No, I definitely massive call out to Chooky, who organised it for the club. Considering he's only been at the club for a matter of weeks, months, if not weeks.
Yeah.
Massive call out there. But yeah, it was great.
That's fantastic. And those are the kind of events you get the guys down. It's good to... It's something we actually also haven't had at the club really before.
Mm.
The guest speakers thing's actually quite funny. This is the first guest speakers we've had that have been guest speakers because Mark Bryant was like... Remember Mark Bryant being on the committee? Was like, oh, got some speakers coming down, and looked us up getting like Adam Gilchrist to come down for a chat. We're like, that's not what we're talking about anyway. But the...
Anyway, we digress.
But we'll digress to our next event that's coming up.
Yeah, definitely. So 28th of November, which is in 2 weeks' time. Is the race night?
You're taking the piss, man. No, not really.
Yeah, talk to Ian Oliphant, who's scheduling the events, mate. Maybe you can link it up with your diary. But...
So I used to schedule the events so they worked out for me.
Yeah, well, now he's doing the same.
Stuff his event, isn't it?
But it's the race night, but it's done with a slight difference to what we've done previously. So from my understanding, it is 5 people in a race. With a
4x4 grid or whatever. So it's 20. It's 20 paces.
It's 20 paces.
Yeah, right? And then
so
you roll.
Starts.
Yeah, so and then it's like 5 in a row. Roll the dice
to see which horse
takes
moves,
a step forward. Yeah,
and then you roll the dice to see how far.
It is quite far. I've done it before. I don't think it's been 20.
Well, you know how Ian Oliphant runs his events sometimes. So I'd be very interested to see how this is executed.
Because 20 is... That's a lot. Like, let's say...
What about if you're rolling a dice which has got 6 numbers?
Yeah, well, let's say it's an even race. So, that's 100, it's 120 rolls. Well, I know, it's only 120, but like 114 rolls. Because it's 10.
Yeah.
No, so 60. So, 60 rolls.
Not
so, four, 6 horses, 6 times 20 is 120, yeah. So...
Why were they times 20?
You could get... You have to hit your number 20 times to win the race, right?
No. So let's say that you roll a dice to say... And it comes up 6. So horse number 6. Then you roll another dice.
And it's for how many paces they can take. Oh, so I thought... So the ones I've done, it's just you roll the dice and that horse takes one step forward. Nah. And I was like, Jesus Christ, 20 steps.
No, but the only kicker is when you get closer to the end, you have to roll the exact number to get to the end. You can't just get like your free faces away.
That evens it up nicely. I like that.
What are you talking about?
Just thinking of this is because it's a very fun night. Being a horse is exciting. It's about the horse bit. My mates were talking about, they did this at, I believe Sumaris did it. And my mate, was that Sumaris? Is that Sumaris or North Beach? My mate who plays at both of them. And he was talking about, he just got there and to be the jockey, he kitted off and was just in his jocks. And he was just known as the naked jockey. And they had heats and it came to the grand final. And everyone was just like, the naked jockey! he's a little dude. And
I
was like,
so I believe that Ian Offlin's getting write-ups on the players. So getting a proper write-up book. There's five initial races, which is each grade.
Yep.
And then there's a wild card.
And you nominate a person to be the...
I think it's basically who's going to be in attendance will probably get nominated. And then...
that's fair enough. That sounds like fantastic. So bring down everyone.
Yep.
Hopefully the girls' team comes down.
Yeah, absolutely. They're coming down by the sounds of it. So
that'd be very good to get the numbers. Good to see your... does that mean your sister-in-law...
Jackie.
And nephew will be coming down?
I don't know if the nephew will be there, but...
not the night off.
Yeah. Probably, certainly... the sister-in-law, I hope, will be there.
That'll be fantastic. That'll be a fantastic. I'm hoping I can make
anybody it interested. You're more than welcome to come.
Yeah, if this podcast comes out before then, we've told you about it.
Yeah.
If
not, inquire about next year.
If not, it'll hopefully be around next year. It's either going really well or really poorly. So that's very exciting. Very good stuff there. I'm looking forward to what we have on this week. We have a few games coming on.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Hopefully, it doesn't get rained off. Look, we can talk
T20
about
T20 in a. On the 29th to work out if we make the finals, which would be great.
Yeah, sadly, this week we're doing the podcast. We're saying earlier, it's not earlier, but we don't know what the teams are, so our predictions can be a bit skewed round. Like, there's ideas of me possibly playing, which is just barbaric, might I say.
Yeah.
It's ones or nothing for me, I think.
Yeah?
One day, as that is. No, thank you for listening in. I know you have been patiently waiting for a track to explode on, and this is what we've been trying to do. Hopefully we can start getting to you more closely and, you know...
Well, I'm handing over the editing duties and uploading duties to Scott Hobbs, so this should...
Oh, and that's... Look, honestly, no worries. And when you start seeing episodes actually get uploaded, like our last episode, which we're still waiting on, look, we can bitch all night about this.
Oh, you can?
Yes, because it's all your fault. No worries. Thanks for listening in, guys. We'll get you next time.
Cheers, guys.